ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरो जयवं नरो नमः देवी सरस्वती नित्या भगवत
Very wonderful. Singing and chanting Vasudeva's name with so much taste. Thank you so much, Vasudevaya. Because now we are coming to Janmashtami time. Chanting the sons of Vasudeva's name becomes even more meaningful.
因为我们现在快要到过这么的时候了，所以当我们唱诵Vasudeva的名字，我们会带有更深的品味。The
name Vasudeva, of course, one of the meanings is the son of Vasudeva.
Vasudeva这个名字其中有一个意思，就是Vasudeva的儿子。
But it also has so many different meanings, being all pervading, all present, the super soul in everyone's heart, and so on and so forth.
当然，它还有很多其他的意思，比如说，是遍透一切的，对一切都平等的，或者是处在所有生物体心中的超灵。
Now, it will be much easier for us to survive through the rest of this chapter and then through the rest of the first canto. So many people leave this world if we first remember Krishna's appearance in this world, which falls on our calendar tomorrow.
那如果我们能够记着 Krishna 他在这个世界上显现。 也就是我们明天就要庆祝的这个意思，那么我们就会更容易的来学习这一章的内容，因为在这一章当中有那么多伟大的奉献者，他们都会离开这个世界。As
a dramatic actor, Bhagavatam says, dramatic actor, when the drama is over and the play is over, disappears from the stage in the same way Krishna appears at the beginning of the drama in particular universe and then disappears when the time to go is.
那么博加瓦丹就像是一个非常出色的演员，就好像在一幕戏要结束的时候，那么有开始也会有结束。 Krishna 在这个世界上会显现，同时到一定时候他也会消失。
And then the drama is finished, and even, for example, in the end of the drama, the actor shows that he died and something very tragic things. We know that tomorrow, the same drama, he'll play in a different place or in the same theater, and the same actor will again appear on the stage and again die. It's a drama.
那么就好像在一个戏剧中，最后在结尾的时候，可能主人公就倒在地上，离开了。 而失去了。那么，同样在同一个剧场上，明天就会上演另一出 Krishna 诞生的戏剧。So,
Janmashtami, Krishna appearing in our universe automatically means, 想想, a very important thing. Automatically means that he disappeared at this very time in some other universe. He just like duty, right? And this is Janmashtami, and he enters somebody, pretends to enter right? The womb of Yashoda and Devaki, right? And then he taking birth after some time. Means he just left his body in some universe. Then, when he leaves this body, he doesn't leave the body, when he leaves our universe, means he appears, takes birth in some next universe. Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. 就好像明天 Jamasthami, 就是 Krishna的诞生, Krishna出现, 就假装进入到 Devaki 妈妈和 Yashoda妈妈的子宫当中, 但是他的诞生就意味着他从另外一个宇宙当中消失, 然后出现在这个宇宙当中。 同样, 当 Krishna在这个世界上消失的时候, 也意味着他会在另一个宇宙显现。
Yes, so Janmashtami is for us a celebration of Krishna appearing in this universe a little more than 5,000 years back.
对我们而言, Janmashtami 就意味着大概 5,000年多一点点的时候, Krishna 他在这个世界上中出生的日子。
Yes, but for some people in the universe before us, close universe, right? It was almost like 9 months until he was like 13 months in the womb, whatever, right? Say it like less than 1 year, Krishna was in the womb of his mother, right? So 1 year before that, the devotees in that universe had to see Krishna off. Devotees, demigods, everybody. He just left the stage. He did not die.
Krishna stayed in the
he pretends to stay in the womb, okay? Nah, they say different. Okay, put it around 1 year, okay?
Mm-hmm. 那么我们在 Krishna显现之前要加一年, 大概据说是13个月这样长的时间, 他假装在他母亲的肚腹里, 那么这就意味着在之前的这几个月当中, 在这段时间当中, Krishna从另外一个宇宙消失隐迹了。
But we're not talking only about Krishna alone. His closest family members, not the demigods, but those eternal associates, Pandavas, Kunti, Draupadi, and many, many people, his eternal associates, I'm not talking about Arjuna, also he, of course, they also left their bodies just to come to our universe. Isn't it?
但是呢，我们所讲的不仅仅是 Krishna， 还有包括很多 Krishna 永恒的同友们，比如说 Pandava 兄弟们 ，Kunti 皇后 ，Draupadi， 尤其是 Arjuna。那么这些还不仅仅是半神人，他们在 Krishna 显现的时候，也是从另外一个宇宙当中消失隐，然后参与到这个宇宙当中 Krishna 逍遥时光里来。
Yeah, the expansion of bunch and then themselves, the demigods who came to participate in Krishna Leela, they just don't move to the next universe. They go back to their positions and continue ruling till their time is up.
而参加 Krishna 逍遥时光的那些半神人们，他们在隐迹之后呢，不是去到下一个 Krishna 下一个宇宙 Krishna 逍遥时光的地方，而是回到他们原来来的位置上。 继续在掌管这个宇宙当中的事物。
Yeah. But closest Krishna's entourage, which is pretty big, a lot of family members, including queens and so on and so forth, they're traveling from universe to universe, and once they leave this universe, we are completely sure they'll appear in the next one. Within a few years, they're just almost coming together to continue their pastimes. It's nothing to lament. It's only they disappear from our vision, but they appear to some other devotees in the other universe.
Our Krishna, 他的很多同僚们，包括那么多皇后们， 他们只是随着 Krishna 从一个宇宙转移到下一个宇宙，转移到下一个宇宙。 那么只是他们并没有就是真正的 离去, 而只不过是从我们的视野当中消失了。
To help us understand Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the metaphor of the sun. When sun is setting in the evening, right? You know, evening Gayatri, sun is setting, you are sure he'll appear, Surya, the next morning. With Krishna traveling, it's a little different. Son of Krishna will not appear next morning in our universe, he'll appear in the travel into different universe. That's all. But he will not disappear. It's not possible.
He don't go back. 那么为了便于我们理解 Atrium 他们以太阳为例，比方说太阳下山，那么并不是意味太阳就真的是消失了，而是太阳离开了我们的视野，我们看不见太阳。同样 Krishna 他在这个世界上的影迹也是一样的。
And so it's like 60,000 tiny small sages called Valkyrias, the size of the thumb. Okay, they're always following the Surya Narayana's chariot and chanting Vedic prayers. Always they follow, they're always in the presence of this sun.
据说有60,000名圣人，他们总是尾随太阳神 Surya Narayana 的车轮，然后唱诵。
Valkyrias, 他叫 Valkyrias.
他们叫 Valakia， Valakia 们，他们随着这个太阳神的车子马车在之后唱着伟大的赞歌。
So actually also when we get qualified and have very strong desire to always travel with Krishna through material universe and go back when he wants us to go back together with him, we can just to become qualified and desire and we can do it.
如果我们有足够的资格，并且有我们有这样的愿望的话，同样我们也能够紧随着 Krishna 从这个宇宙就穿越这个宇宙如果我们 Krishna 愿意的话，我们可以回到他身边。
Okay, so that this much said, we have to not be very upset of everybody within few next verses, even.Who could believe just to join Krishna? Join their sunshine.
Yeah. 我们了解了这个，就会让我们当看到这些 Krishna 的天的分身的时候，不会感到内心太过的纠结，因为他们只是去到了加入 Krishna 的生活当中。
So Arjuna got his doubts clear.It's very, very important. Not so bad, everybody has some doubt, but once they're clear, you can follow the Supreme Lord.
那么在这里的Arjuna他心中的疑虑就消失了，所以他现在对于自己该怎么做就非常清楚了。当然我们每个人都会有怀疑，但当怀疑被消除的时候，那么我们就会更坚定的去追随至尊人的身手。
Clearing doubts means we are completely free from the influence of material nature on ourselves. Very important freedom.
消除疑惑就意味着我们除了物质自然对我们的影响，这才是真正的自由。
And this means freedom from material obligations, from disturbance of mind, because mind is not having any power over the mind or senses anymore. Once the doubts are cleared.
如果我们这种解脱，就意味着我们免除了物质的这个职责，并且免除了心意对我们的影响，因为感官跟心意不再发挥作用。
Of course, we have.Sorry, because like a little bit like hardcore static, couldn't hear when you finish the sentence. So, remember, for example, Shakespeare and Hamlet, right? To be or not to be, this is the question, right? To be or not to be. So, Arjuna's doubts are also like actor on the stage. Arjuna has no doubts, he's eternal associate, but he's just to fight or not to fight, this is the question, right?When he's an actor on the stage, he's showing the doubts for our benefit, basically.
那就好像在莎士比亚的《哈姆雷特》这个戏剧当中，他主人公就说：“活着还是死去是一个问题。”那同样对阿尔朱纳而言，战还是退就是一个问题。那尽管阿尔朱纳只不过是被 Krishna 停在舞台上的一个演员，但是演员呢？他有时候就也会陷入困惑，看似好像陷入了困惑当中。
So when actors are playing in a drama, there's such very interesting term in Sanskrit called avesha. Avesha means the person, the actor, completely forgets himself or herself and is completely getting into the mood, into the emotion while he was playing. Not that actors dive and at the end of the drama, for example, right? But while they're playing, they just have complete like mentality of the personality they are showing.
Mm. 那么在咱们当中有一个词叫做 avesha， 它意思就是说在舞台上的演员他完全沉浸在他所演的这个角色当中，那个他这个角色的心态，他所有的这些情感等等。
This is the state where in which all eternal associates of the Lord are always in avesha. They're fully absorbed in their role. Fully.
而这通常是那些至尊主的永恒的同游们他们所产生的状态 ，avesha 完全沉浸在这个戏剧当中。
It's not that Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra smiling within his mind telling, I know all the answers already, all the philosophy, right? But I'm still going to ask Krishna because it's for the benefit of all the human beings. No.
当然就是说阿尔呢他可以笑着跟 Krishna 说哦 Krishna 其实我这些道理全都知道的，我知道该怎么办的，但是没有阿尔呢他是为了所有的生物体的益处，他看起来好像是陷入了困惑当中。
No, he's perfect actors and he has perfect doubts and perfect lack of desire of following Krishna's instructions because he's in the avesha state. He thinks he's the conditioned living entity. He has no answer. He doesn't want to kill his gurus. So many doubts. But it is that he's playing the person with doubts on the stage.
Arjuna, 他是一位完美的演员，他有一个完美的困惑，而且他有完美的愿望想要去追随 Krishna。所以当看到世人他们面对的很多那么多的困惑没有回答没有答案的时候，所以在这里阿尔朱呢扮演了一个困惑者的角色。
Now, same happens with Maharaja Yudhishthira. Arjuna, after complaining, reporting all the Dvaraka things, complained really a lot, he comes back to himself. He says, my God, I'm not actor anymore. Krishna left. I don't need to play in the drama, you know. Better I follow Krishna. Really, he just woke up, not woke up, finished his playing. True, you know. Just go back home to his wife and children, you know, have preceded lunch and check their, you know, whatever, lessons for tomorrow. That's normal. Actor does, goes back to home. And Arjuna says, okay, time to follow Krishna. Time to go back home, right?
当阿尔朱呢他之前的一腔那个怨气抱怨发出来，然后又向这些家人汇报了他这个旅途的情况所见所闻，克什纳离世之后呢，阿尔朱呢他忽然觉得好像又变成自己了，又好像恢复他的意识，他想克什纳都走了，那个要演的戏也结束了，我还是作为我自己吧，所以他不会再陷入这个角色的悲伤当中，他跟家人该说的说，该做的该做什么做什么。
Now please read verse 32 now the translation. Now in this understanding the drama is over. Now see how they transition to their normal self. They're not actors anymore. The eternal associate. 32.
And 42, mommy 32.
32.
好，我们来看第32个时节，然后在这里呢，阿朱呢他好像又恢复了他一个正常的状态。听到主 Krishna 回到他的居所，直到亚都王朝在地球上所展示的结束，尤迪斯蒂尔大军决定重返家园，回归神手那里去。
Yes.33, what Kunti Maharani did.
好，33世界讲的是 Kunti 皇后接下来做的事。Kunti 旁听到阿尔朱呢说亚洲王朝的结束和主 Krishna 的引进，便全心的从事对超然的性格神手的奉献服务，就这样便从物质存在的历程中解放出来了。
Now, please read the verse 36. Now, we see, like, we don't need to cry because drama in this world is finished. We have to applaud, tan, 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 you know, because they played perfect roles. Everybody, not only Supreme Lord, all his associates played perfectly. Breathe out. Yeah.
我们接下来看是36世纪。 就好像这个戏曲结束，然后大家都告别结束一样。那么我们不仅仅是 Krishna， 他是一个完美的演员，所有他的朋友们都完美的表演了他们的角色。所以在结束的时候，我们没必要就哀悼，噔噔的敲铃。我们只是为这个戏剧的结束而。第36世界，日本。当信个神手主 Krishna 与他同一的形体离开这地球，已经部分暂时的卡蒂，就重组离开的地球这一天开始，充分的展示出来，对地球上那些知识贫乏的人制造了许多不吉利的情况。
Now, looking from the perspective of drama, okay, Yudhishthira says, okay, Kali Yuga, I just go with Krishna, I don't care, right? I'm finished. The drama is finished. I am coming back home. He decided to go back home, right? What does the responsible emperor do?
那个，Yudhishthira他可以这样想啊，现在这个我们要演的戏已经演完了，那我该回家我就回家去吧。但是那个卡利年代开始了，所以如果是一位很负责任的君王的话，他会怎么做呢？
Sometimes we devotees, I also, we devotees, yeah, we think, my God, it was so nice when there's no eight Kali, everybody's in Sattva Guna, everybody's in Brahmana, there's no demons, right? Very perfect world with only devotees chanting Hare Krishna, you know, and demigods, no need demons, no need Tamas Guna, right? Sometimes it would be very nice. It is not nice. Wherever there's no struggle, you know, for proving your life, giving your life to Krishna, very soon the spiritual growth is encumbered, and then finally it stops when there is no struggle, with no proving ourselves worthy receptacles. If there is no Kali, there will be no spiritual chanting, there will be no struggle to bring Sattva Guna or Satya Yuga.
我们能够处在一个像灵性世界这样的地方，没有为生存苦苦挣扎，我们没有需要去争斗，没有恶魔都是半生人，都是处在像两形态，都是圣人，就会有一种这样的状态。但实际上，并不是这样子。一旦我们不再努力挣扎的来提高我们的这个分爱服务，不再努力挣扎的去念出这个玛雅的影响，那么这个就渐渐的我们就会变得代谢。
Okay, so Maharaja Yudhishthira knows very well the philosophy being eternal associate. Kali Yuga has to come. So he just says, okay, I go, let Kali Yuga come, Hare Krishna, right? He was keeping it under control for 36 years, really under control.
Yudhishthira君他心里想，现在卡利年代要开始的，那么我现在就还是我回家去吧。 我的统治也就应该结束了，他实际上就完全就是掌管这个世界长达36年。
So he didn't do that. Even after he finished playing in the drama, he was the king. Yeah, he knew well Krishna wants him to be responsible king, emperor of the earth, of the whole Bharatavarsha, right? What did he do? He continued with his duties. He enthroned the next person who could have controlled Kali Yuga for the next 24 years. Very powerful grandson.
Yudhishthira, 作为一位负责任的君王，他并没有就一走了之。他知道 Krishna 希望他做什么，那么他就把他的这个王位传递给了下一位国王，这位国王能够 制止这卡利尼年代长达24年之久。嗯，就是他一个非常有力量的后继人。
嗯、yes, they gave all the Pandas give very wonderful upbringing and training to Parikshit Maharaj, their grandson. He was 36, almost 37, when Yudhishthira decided to leave, completely mature king, not a baby.
嗯，啊、从潘达拉兄弟他们给予这个 Parikshit 王他们的孙子非常好的。就是教育和培训，使得他能够成功的担当起为非常出色的国王的责任。那么当他们潘达拉兄弟他们隐居的时候，当时帕里克希特王大概已经36、37岁吧，已经是比较成熟的了。
Not only that, he also took care of Rajamandala Yudhishthira much as look, that is really responsible friend of Krishna and the emperor. How did he do this?
嗯，不仅如此，尤迪斯蒂拉他还照顾了布拉扎曼德拉这个区域，那就我们看尤迪斯蒂拉大君他是怎么做的呢？
嗯 ，He installed Krishna's grandson Vajranapha as the king of province of Mathura to protect Raj of another powerful king instead of Kamsa Maharaj.Yes.
嗯，那么他怎么做呢？他做了什么呢？他就把 Krishna 的孙子 Rajanapha 立为 Mathura 之王，就是使得 Mathura 也在一位强有力的国王的治理之下。
嗯，by that time, all Mathura Mandal was practically empty. And jumping little ahead into the 10th canto, I'll just tell you that.Parikshit Maharaj, actually, he sent Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas to Mathura Mandala to help Vajranapha. There were no people there, really no people. Krishna took them all. Somebody went to Dwaraka from Mathura, and somebody was sent back to Godhead, to Goloka, and there's like almost nothing. Animals were there in jungle.
实际上当时Mathura 城几乎已经是一片荒芜。里面除了动物和丛林之外没有人类居住，因为当 Krishna 当时的话他把 Krishna 在的时候他把马图拉居民都转移到了杜瓦拉卡，而有一部分他们又回到了他们原半神人的原来的岗位上，所以呢帕克什特邦他是派遣了就是很多婆罗门 Vaisha Sutra 等等不同阶层的人，
不是 Sutra, Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they say, Sutra didn't need to send these automatically, like all the castes degrade themselves and then they just become Sutras very clearly, very quick, quickly in Kali Yuga.
那个派克什特王他当时是派了婆罗门Kshatriya 和 Vaishya 他们就是迁居到这个马图拉城，以便这个 Rajanamba 能够治理这个地方。那么当时为什么他没有迁那个 Sudra 去这个城市呢？因为到卡利年代来临的时候，那些婆罗门啊Kshatriya 还有 Vaishya 他们很容易就堕落成 Vaishya 了，就堕落成 Sudra 了。
Yeah, any people who do things for money, even teachersBrahmana teachers become Sudras automatically because that time the caste was not by being born in the caste, by occupation. In Kali Yuga, easy to start some serving and listen to somebody if they pay you good money. Okay, so no need to create, to send Sudras. They were created very quickly, naturally.
在卡利年代，你看，即便是老师的话也是要收钱才教学生，所以就很快就不需要去创造什么苏家，因为很快这些高阶层的人他们都会在卡利里堕落成苏家，无论是什么都要用钱去买卖。
嗯 ，also in the same verse it said that after this, after he did his duty to the whole world by putting Parikshit Maharaj powerful and Vajranapha very really spiritual boy, he was carving the.Not at all, actually, the statue, the murtis of Lord Krishna, since he was 5 years old, he was a great, yeah, yeah, the black stone, he made many beauties of Balarama, in Udva Kundara Dudu Bihari, it's all carved by Vajinapa. Let's listen to his grandmother's stories and carving the deities, like because she saw Krishna with her own eyes. Very spiritual boy, he was ruling the land of Mathura, Mandala, Raja Mandala.
Krishna Shun the Brajanapa, because he was very, very beautiful. 然后呢，他先是在五岁的时候，他开始他雕塑了很多 Krishna 的形象，用很多非常上好的石料雕刻了 Krishna 的神像。他从他奶奶那里，就是从他们那里获悉 Krishna 的这个形象的样貌等等，然后把他们，比如说有在 Braja 的很多的神像都是由他设立雕塑的。
So Yudhishthira Maharaj, having done this duty, it says that his place performing Prajapatya sacrifice placed the fire of Yagyas within himself. I wanted a little bit to explain about that because it's important when we become real Vanaprastha.
Yudhishthira
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. And, sorry, I'm sorry. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare
Oh, no problem. Kausuni, one more time. Yudhishthira Maharaj, verse 39, the second half, it says Maharaj Yudhishthira performed the Prajapatya sacrifice and placing himself the fire for quitting household life. I want you to explain what it is.
听得到吗？这个有点奇怪。
听得到，就是声音，你们听到声音不是很是吗？
就好像沙，我们听不到你的声音，就好像沙沙沙沙，是什么？是我们这边问题吗？
我可以很清楚听见你们。
但是我听到你的声音的话，我们就会。